A little further beyond Farhad Tarash, a mysterious stone structure draws the eyes of passers-by, an unfinished monument, ancient and silent, from the turbulent days of the Sassanid Empire. Thick walls and solid stone foundations rise firmly from the ground, roofless, incomplete, yet full of questions. Archaeological evidence and its architectural design suggest a grand plan for a royal building or a sanctuary, perhaps a majestic Aiwan, a great fire temple, or even a royal tomb that was never completed. The plan of this structure, likely dating back to the time of Khosrow the Su of the Sassanians, reflects the symmetry and distinctive splendor of Sasanian architecture, much like the famed Aiwan of Matain. But for some unknown reason, perhaps the king's death, the shift of the capital, or political unrest, construction came to a halt, leaving the monument unfinished, like a sentence cut short in the middle of a story. Centuries later, during the Ilkhanid period, traces of reuse are visible, simple, mismatched additions that, while giving the site a new function, never erased its Sassanian identity. The unfinished Sasanian monument at Bistoun is a relic of a glory left halfway, an echo of shifting powers, the passage of time, and enduring life in a land that has carried history deep within its heart for thousands of years.